Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasts to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Howdy, folks. It's Father's Day. That means it's June 15th, 2008. It's about 7:36 here in the Adventures in Podcasting studio, and I'm your host, Sean Wheeler, coming at you live from my living room. That's also what I say. That's the Adventures in Podcasting studio. If you hear a roar of an air conditioning running behind me, that's because it's hot. Here in Phoenix, I think it approached the 113-degree mark today, which is fine. It finally got summertime. I'm going on vacation in just 7 days from now. In fact, 7 days from now, I will be enjoying myself on the beautiful Lake Powell. I'll share all that fun stuff with you when I get... No, I won't. I'll just tell you this. I'm back, and I had a good time. But nonetheless, this is Adventures in Podcasting, podcast number 113. Got to thank Frederica for the intro in there. Isn't that little girl getting big? She's swimming now, too. So, enough about the personal stuff. On to the show. And in the show this time, as usual, we've got PUSD podcasting updates, followed by PUSD RSS updates. Then we've got a couple RSS and podcasting tools to share with you. And finally, a couple of other items worth mentioning, and that'll be the end of the show. That's when I'll say, sayonara, goodbye, have a good time, and I'm off on vacation. No. Well, actually, I will be by the time I get to that point, but hey, we're almost there. We're not there yet. No, we're not. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into that transition music here, and I will be right back just a couple seconds away. Well, more like 10 or 12, but you know, hey, who's counting? It's podcasting. We can do whatever we want, right? Say yes. See, I knew you could. I'll be back. Alrighty, we're back here to talk about the long, hot summer in Phoenix. It's 113 degrees, as I said before. That's hot. That's really hot. That's really hot, but no, that's not what I'm here to talk to you about. It is summertime, which means we are slow going on at work. Actually, that's not entirely true. It's kind of crazy busy, actually, believe it or not. We have a lot of classes going on this time of year, which is cool, and one of those classes is a podcasting class. Go figure that one, huh? But, you know, it's a bummer. I only have, like, 5 people signed up for that class. And I don't know, maybe just slacking this spring, and it didn't do much to get it going. But I don't know. But nonetheless, you know, we had some good things going, but it is going to be slow around there for a while. So I just kind of wanted, this is really me psyching myself up, saying, it's not dead yet, Sean. You know, just keep it going, keep it going. And I know it's not dead because I've been talking to other people from other districts, and they're kind of getting jazzed about it. And, you know, I just need to figure out a better way to do this in Peoria. So, you know, hey, Sean, keep at it, keep at it, keep at it, keep talking to people. And a unique thing happened last night. I was at an event, and I was talking to a person from our district office, and he said he was down in Tucson at a presentation, some kind of administrator thing. And he said that he was listening to a guy speak down there, and the guy was talking about Peoria Unified School District and Sean Wheeler. And I thought, son of a gun, that's pretty cool. Finally found out who the guy was, and I thought, yeah, that's unique, but I just wish I could get people in the district to do this. So, okay, enough whining, Sean. But nonetheless, we just got to keep on going. We've got to keep on going. Got to keep people interested. And the only way to do that is keep talking about it. So here, note to self. Self, you need to talk more about it when school starts back in session in August. Alrighty, moving right along. What is the future of what's hot in Peoria? If you've been listening to the show last 6 months or so, you know that Jim Cummings, the public relations director, and I have been doing a show called What's Hot in Peoria, and we've been having a really good time with that. We were actually able to knock out 5 episodes, and I got to tell you, the last one was the best. And it's a bummer. Jim took another job in another district, so while I take my hat off to him and wish him well, I know he'll do well over there, I also want to say, Jim, dude, you're killing me here, man. We finally got something wicked cool going. That's a technical term, by the way. Got something wicked cool going on, and Jimmy's leaving. So my hope is the new public relations director will embrace podcasting. It's probably a pretty good opportunity for that, considering the superintendent has embraced podcasting. So we've probably got a pretty good chance of making that happen. Now, are we going to have that that kind of go back and forth that Jim and I had? Who knows? I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And it's kind of like your favorite TV show. You know, you get two characters at work, and then they bring in a new person. Do they still work as well? I guess we'll just find out, you know. But maybe the operative term was our characters there. But nonetheless, I want to wish Jim well, and I guess I'll keep you posted in the spring. That would be a long time. I guess I'll keep you posted in the fall and let you know what's going on with what's hot in Peoria. So on that note, well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. So I'm going to pause here for a swig of Soda Pop, so I'm not going off mic for this one. All righty. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the next topic in here I want to talk about is multimedia in Moodle. And the reason I'm bringing this up is, you know, I talked a little bit last week about somebody who was pretty bent out of shape about true podcasting, and I'm still not sure I'm beyond that, obviously. But nonetheless, I had a class this last week for Moodle, and as you've heard me talk before, we have left Blackboard, or will be here in another week or so. I'll unplug it. We've left Blackboard, and what basically is going on here is we've got some opportunities to do things in this piece of software that was really difficult to do in Blackboard. And I'm really excited about that, but it's also one of those opportunities. So now that we've got the ability to do this, let's start talking about multimedia. And it pushes me back into this mode of what's appropriate media, when's audio better than video, when's video better than audio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to say, in all honesty, I got on this soapbox during the class and talked about, you know, the value of audio, the value of video, and PowerPointless. And I'm not one of those people that's anti-PowerPoint. In fact, I'm a strong supporter of PowerPoint. I'm anti people who use PowerPoint incorrectly, and that's the big thing that I was talking to him about. And I did tip him off to let him know that there's this class coming as soon as I write it, called Multimedia in Moodle. And quite frankly, it's going to be more about multimedia than it's going to be about Moodle, but nonetheless, the whole idea here is to put some multimedia into an online class. And you know, this really isn't too far of a stretch from podcasting in some ways. You know, we've had a lot of discussion about podcasting and video casting, and I think there's some powerful reasons to do video casting beyond the talking head. And in fact, in my Web 2 class that I'm working on, I've got a lot of audio in it. I'm going to put one segment in there. It's just my talking head. And if I really wanted to be honoring this, I almost might do this too. I'm really contemplating putting a green screen behind me and just wear a green shirt and just basically have my head there just kind of floating in the middle. Oh, wouldn't that be wild? I know. I have too much time on my hands. But nonetheless, you just never know what will come out. But nonetheless, that is coming up, and I think that'll be unique, and obviously I'll share that process. But, you know, as I talked about it in class, you know, we came across, had a nice discussion about that, and basically everybody in the room said the same thing. The whole point of putting the audio in there is so the kids can actually hear the content. And if you're going to put it in with a video, it's still nonetheless the whole reason for doing this is to get information to the students. So, you know, if it's podcasting, it's video casting, it's just a downloadable audio file on a web page, you know, shoot me down. I'm not a purist. What can I tell you? It's supposed to be there for kids. It's supposed to be good for kids. So, hey, beat me up on semantics, potato, potato, podcasting, audio. Who cares? Just get it out there. Get it to the kids. Get it so they can learn it better. Cool. Like that? All right. I'm off my soapbox. Thanks. Jump back down. All right. I'm going to take a brief pause here. I'll be right back with the future of PUSD RSS. What will that sound like? I don't know. I'll tell you in just a second. Be right back. Man, I am so glad I didn't start this show off saying this was going to be a quick one. I'm already 9 minutes into the babbling. And this is PUSD RSS updates. And to be quite honest, I don't have any updates other than to talk about this. I spent a week in class learning about Microsoft Office SharePoint Server, I call Portal. And as you may or may not realize, Peoria runs on a Portal. We're running on version 03, 2003. And what we're fixing to do is move us to 2007, and I'd like to have that done. In a perfect world, I'd have it done in January, which kind of tells you where my focus is going to be the next 6 months. In an imperfect world, it'll come in March, and in a major bummer world, it'll come in June. But nonetheless, that's going to be the focus of the office here for a while and getting us moved that direction. And, of course, with that change will be RSS, and RSS is built in all over that thing, and I love that. I love it. And I love it because it's really going to drive home the beauty of RSS in the district, and it'll give me an opportunity to help more and more teachers understand the value of this. Now, having said all that, we still have to get a way to get it to teachers. And if you've been listening to me a little while, you've probably heard me say I love my blog lines, and I love it because I'm at multiple computers all the time, so when I get ready to read a blog, I can get in there and see what I'm up to. I can log in. It'll pay attention to me. Hey, dig it. It's cool. But on that same note, Office 2007, Outlook 2007, has the ability to read RSS feeds built into it. And I think that's cool. And I do have to say there's one thing in there that I find kind of a drag. It's good and bad, but it can be a bummer, because what it does is anything you subscribe to in Outlook, it sucks those feeds and that information into your Outlook. And you might be thinking, so? Well, in my particular case, all my email sits on a server, so wherever I sit down, I see that information, and I get it. So what's probably going to happen, thank you, Frederica just brought me some popcorn. Thanks, honey. And so what happens is it basically puts all that same email up on the server. So that could be a problem. And it's probably something we're going to need to address in the district with the teachers, because some of them are going to see that and go, dude, this is really cool, man. I can, like, get my RSS feed and my email all in the same place. And I agree with you. It's wicked cool. But it does come with some small issues there. So that's one of the reasons I really like my blog lines. But nonetheless, this will help drive things home, and I think that's just super, super, super cool. So, and in case you're wondering, I'm going to hold off on eating the popcorn until I get done talking here. All right, on that note, I need to write down here where we are on time-wise, because we are at about 12 minutes and change, 12:15 we'll call it. And 12:15, what am I going to start talking about? Well, what's next on the list? What's next on the list is podcasting tools. And this is actually kind of cool. I do not own this. I don't think I'm going to go buy one of these, because you know I buy enough stuff. But nonetheless, this is kind of cool. And a friend of mine, who happens to be a salesperson for Safari Video that we have in the district, and I love that, by the way. If you've never seen Montage, check it out. It's wicked. But he came in, he said, Sean, you got to see this, the Flip Video. And I said, what's the Flip Video? And he said, oh, you got to see it. So he pulls it up on the web, and then he says, oh, by the way, if you think that's cool, go look at the RCA version of it. It's cheaper, and you can put a flashcard in it. So basically what I want to share with you is Flip Video, and you can find it at theflip.com, and you can find the RCA Small Wonder at www.mysmallwonder.com. Basically, what is this thing? This is a little bitty camera. And this is a little bitty camera that will record video. It will record it in a WMV format, or it will convert to WMV format, depending on the article I was reading. I was a little bit confused. It's USB-based, so when you get done with it, you connect it to your computer, and you're off and running. But the RCA version will also take an SD card, so you can shove your SD card in there and put your video to that. Both of them record in 640 by 480 format. Both of them have a screen on the back. The RCA does flip out, so you can kind of bend it out and look at it. I guess you can look at it from the other direction. And what's kind of cool is this thing, well, obviously it's a video recorder. It's recorded at a decent format, certainly for the web. And what's kind of cool, at least in my brain here, and this is what Chris was telling me when he showed it to me, he says, you know, this thing's got podcast or video casting written all over it. So I think that's where the RCA version kind of stands up. Both of them allow you to put a tripod under it. So I can imagine this little devil sitting on my desk, and the little thing flipped out on it, and it's got a microphone on it. And you're just talking. Of course, this is talking head video, so you know how I feel about that, if you're going to use it for that. However, you could go off in the field. So here's the roving reporter with the RCA flip video. I'm sorry, Small Wonder, or the flip video. Either way, whichever one you want. And you're out in the field. You're grabbing up information, and you bring it back. You do a little editing on it, pop that bad boy up to your podcast server, wherever it's going to live. Or, you know, heck, you could throw it on TeacherTube, something like that, if it's educationally related. And I just think that's cool. And basically, the flip video is in the neighborhood of $150, $190, somewhere in there. And the RCA is slightly cheaper, around $130. So something worth checking out. Check out the show notes, or just go type it in there. You can, in fact, you can Google flip video, and you'll find it. And if you Google flip video RCA, you'll find the other one. But theflip.com and www.mysmallwonder.com. You'll find both of those. Check them out. And hey, you know what? If you buy one of those, you know, I'd love to hear what you think of it. You know, you could shoot me an email, tell me what you think of it. You could, I don't know, record a testimonial on it. So, yeah, bring it on. I'd love to hear what it does. Because I'm just cheap. I'm not going to go out and buy one of these. But I do think it's kind of cool. And you never know. Maybe I'll find a reason. But right now, hey, the money's going for vacation. So, on that note, that brings us to the end of Podcasting Tools. We're at 16 minutes. And what's the final thing I got to talk about here? Oh, other items worth mentioning. And what do I have to other items worth mentioning? Well, as I talked earlier about the Moodle and Multimedia, that's coming up. This is basically where I'm coming from this on, and one of the reasons I haven't started that is I'm still working on that Web 2.0 class. So basically, I'm still working on that, and I will share that with folks. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do that yet when I get it done, but I'm going to be more than happy to share that out with everybody that wants to see it. And that's kind of fun. And also, I'm trying to figure out when should Volume 4 start. I really don't remember. I think I broke Volume 2 a little early, and I got lazy, got late. I don't know. So we're still in Ventures in Podcasting Volume 3, which is probably fair. I think it's 3 years in. But, you know, the fiscal year for the district starts July 1. I'm thinking, you know, hey, why not? Let's start this Volume 4 out, which means I'm going to have to record a new intro. And that's okay. At least everything will be mic'd the same by the time I get there. Maybe I'll get a popping screen so you don't hear that pop, 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 puffing sound, because it's really annoying to me. I don't know what it's like for you. At any rate, that's just other items worth mentioning. I thought I'd throw that in there. Summer podcast schedule is still in the show notes, so you can check it out. I am on an every other week schedule right now. This is June 15th. Which means I'm going to be back to visit you in 2 weeks, probably with not a lot to say, because I am heading off on my happy vacation here. Let's see, I've got to work this week, then I'm going to the lake. So basically what I'm going to talk to you about is anything that happened in the next 4 days, because I'm taking Friday off, and I'm taking the rest of the week off, and I'm enjoying Lake Powell. So who knows, maybe I'll throw some pictures up on my Flickr account so you can check out my happy vacation if you care to. Nonetheless, it's about time to say sayonara or goodbye. Actually, I do need to tell you the rest of the schedule. June 29th, I'll be back. July 13th, I'll be back. July 27th and August 10th. And that pretty much rounds up everything I needed to say. So, folks, I appreciate your time. How do we do on time? Speaking of time, we're about 18 and a half minutes, so not too bad. Hey, it's a short show, right? I crack myself up. What can I tell you? All right, folks, my name's Sean Wheeler. I welcome your comments and your feedback. Drop me a note. Send me an email. You can find me at swheeler@seanwheeler.name. That's SWHEELER at SHAWNWHEELER.name. And I'd love to hear from you. Folks, remember, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I'm gone. Hey, Frederica, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
I love it. Hey, folks, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.